That's true. All right. So there's also another story, Sam, that you're covering for us tonight. It's about a student on campus with a book. Tell us about that.
Okay. So his name is Nathan Olson. He's an amazing person. He went through his entire first 22 years of life, just not quite fitting in, not quite feeling like he belonged, having a harder time in school than everyone else. And then he finally was tested for learning disabilities when he was 22, 23. And he ended up being autistic. So now he identifies, his major identifier is as an autistic person, somebody on the spectrum. And he's coming to PLU not only to get a degree, but to honor his grandfather, who was another PLU alum, who told him the greatest thing anyone can do in their life is get a degree. So he's kind of been failing in and out of schools and learning who he is. And then he wrote a book about his journey and travels to getting to PLU, where he feels most at home because he feels his grandfather's presence here. Mm-hmm. So the book is called The Courage to...
It's like Journey Through the
Heartland. It's the Journey Through the Heartland, and then semi whatever, the courage to come home, you know, mm-hmm. Come back to yourself. And he was honestly just a great person to talk to. His whole thing was having the courage to identify himself and having the courage to see himself for who he really is. And his main goal was to get campus to be more welcoming towards people, not only of different race and ethnic backgrounds, but to welcome people with mental disabilities and just disabilities in general. Right. And that opened up that big can of worms, which is yes, we're a great, we're inclusive to most, everything you can see. But how inclusive is PLU to the things you can't see?
I forget the exact term he used, but I think it was the forefront of neurodiversity.
I love neurodiversity. That's a great term.
I love that term so much when I was reading that article, which will come out tomorrow for everyone.
Yeah,
who
Mass
would
Magazine.
Like to pick out, or yeah, 2 days from now, actually. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's on Fridays. So
yeah.
Yes, you'll have some good weekend reading.
Weekend reading and some new vocabulary as well. All right, so coming up after the break, we'll be talking about additional sheriffs patrolling the campus this weekend. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about Night of Musical Theater. Right now, we're going to take a musical break. We're going to be listening to the sounds of Nick Jonas. This is his new track, Levels. This is the Mass Radio Hour on Laser.
Welcome back to the Mass Radio Hour on Loot Air Student Radio. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
We have a few more stories to tell everyone this evening, and they're definitely pertinent to all Loots living on and off campus. So as we all get ready for this upcoming weekend, we've got some important things to discuss.
We have an important announcement to bring you. No. Did you all get that email that was sent out earlier to all campus?
I did.
Okay. That email that was make fun and safe.
And legal choice. They say legal specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And
legal choices.
Although I must say, one of the things I thought was interesting that doesn't necessarily relate to what we're going to talk about with the email, but it was about how they wanted everyone to make sure they had costumes that weren't offensive or cultural appropriation.
Okay, let's just give this some background.
Yeah, some context for what the email
was.
It's
October 27th. Halloween weekend is coming up. Halloween's actually on a Saturday. So... You know, students might get some crunk going on, and that's, I think, what they're worried about.
nobody does that on this campus.
No, we're a Lutheran school. Lutheran.
Yeah, safety first.
That long, awkward pause. I wish we had video in the studio so you could see what we all are doing when we're, pausing and looking at each other. Okay. But, that email from Student Life Council, like I said, they encouraged us to take part in healthy, safe, and responsible activities. So, I mean, what is that, really? What does that mean?
I think that means if you're 21, but you're with an 18-year-old, and the 18-year-old is drinking and smoking weed,
stop
that. Maybe don't just run the other direction. Just, you're not being unsafe, but just run.
Well, I mean,
run away.
Don't ditch drunk people in the street.
I would.
But if you see someone who is not necessarily of age, then you can maybe encourage them to stop what they're doing.
Yes.
And then definitely do not be with them any longer. Yes. Because then you're putting yourself in a bad situation.
And I think the responsible also comes in with the not offensive outfits. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe don't dress up as an Indian for Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, let's just not do the slutty version of whatever's this year, ladies.
Yeah. That's the real problem.
David, what did you have to say about this?
I think it's interesting, since I kind of wrote a story recently about costumes and how people can be very sensitive to certain costumes, because I found out today there's a costume called Indian Princess, and a lot of people are upset about that because
is it Pocahontas?
No.
No, it's
no, because like princesses don't exist in Native American culture. Nope. So it's like one of those things where you're just like, well, there's cultural appropriation right there. And then it's like you have to explain this to people who are excited for Halloween, and it's like they don't mean harm most of the time, but it's just like just educating yourself and being aware that
it's
like
probably like the brand knockoff version. Yeah. Like it's Target's version of Pocahontas. They can't call Pocahontas.
No, they can't.
So it's like the up and up Pocahontas version.
It's the copyright infringement. That's the real issue here.
Copyright. All right. You know, what about this whole other thing? You know, the mention, you know, right within the first part of the email, the mention of, you know, there will be for increased security. There will be additional Pierce County sheriffs patrolling the perimeter of the campus.
Well, I mean, we have this, I mean, I guess as a student, we have this scare every year. They gave us the threat a few times last year of, you know, we're going to hire Pierce County sheriffs. We're going to get more Pierce County sheriffs. We're going to bulk up, you know, campus safety as well. I feel like that is not nearly as much of a threat as just you yourself is more of a threat than any sheriff will ever be. So you as a student, just realize that everyone around you will be drinking. Realize that you probably might you'll be drinking. I'll be honest. You'll be drinking.
I will.
Right. But like as a holiday,
I'm underage.
Chances are you're going to drink more than normal. So just be a little bit smarter about it.
David, are you drinking?
Oh, you know I'm drinking. I'm an adult. I'm of legal age. Of course I'm going to imbibe, silly.
I can go to Canada. That's what I could do.
We're sending Paris to Canada for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So, like, you're set.
Exactly. I'm good to go.
You're good.
All right. In other news. So, this year's cast of Night of Musical Theater is really shaking things up. I mean, right? Is that what I've heard, guys? They're really shaking things up?
I believe so. Isn't the theme Who I'd Be?
Who I'd Be. It's a theme show that gives performers the chance to be unconventional in a revolutionary way. In fact, director Sarah Hubert said this, "What we're trying to do is take songs that are from roles that are not open to us for reasons such as race or gender or age, but by performing these songs, we're hoping to show people a new light of our performing selves. Students can expect to see timeless musical pieces with surprising lead roles, such as Legally Blonde, The Little Mermaid." I want to see that. Who wants to see The Little Mermaid on stage?
I want to see it so bad.
I would also like
so
to
bad.
See that.
So, and there'll be all sorts of famous characters giving a surprising new twist by being portrayed by actors who wouldn't normally get to play them. So what do you guys think about that?
I'm really excited to watch it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I have some friends who are in it, so I've been seeing their Snapchats, and they look like they're all having a blast, which I think makes for so much better of a show. And I think that there are not a lot of opportunities in which people would either get a cross-dress or they would get to play someone who they can't play because of reasons. So, like, for example, I will never be cast in The Lion King. That's not going to happen.
Wait, why not? Attitude.
Oh, the...
Wait, what?
Oh, no, because... So, like, for example, in the cast of Book of Mormon, it's usually white males. And then in the cast of The Lion King, it's all African
Americans. In the Book of Mormon, it's white male.
Shockingly enough.
I
can't. Is The Lion King all what?
Can't believe it.
It's all African Americans. They will not cast white
okay,
people.
Okay, let me. In the Disney works. Movie, Simba sounds white af.
Oh, well, in the broad. But we're talking about musical theater,
wait,
Sam.
I don't need to mute that.
You don't need all to right. mute that. It was all af. Right.
It was af. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say it.
So I don't know kind of what like... the toucan is, but he's like British. Like he is.
They've
French,
adapted
maybe.
Things.
He's like something.
He's something you
can't. He's something you can't be. Yeah.
He's Western European.
There you go. But yeah, I'm really excited for this play, or I guess just night. I don't think it's a play. It's a
musical. It's a show.
Is it a show?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a show. They're just showing selections, so it's not a full play, but it's a night where they're going to be showing you different selections from a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
I do believe they also have some group numbers as well, though.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm really excited for it. And I mean, yes. When you think about it and you think about like let's put a twist on all the classic stories you've heard. I don't know about you guys, but it made me think, like, who would I, like, what would be the one thing that I would reverse to be the complete opposite? And I was like, ah, oh, super liberal, like, black person. Like, yes, that's, like, the opposite of me. And, like, it made you think, like, what would your storyline be if you were just the opposite of yourself? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, like, I would make all, like, fun. The women all the heroes. Put the guys in, like, the...
There you go. Like, what if Little Mermaid was, like, a man with, yeah, like...
Wait.
Little
David.
Mermaid would be a hot man.
Right?
David,
well, he'd be
question.
Like, I'm going to give up my life for this girl. And everyone would be like, oh, that's so sweet. And not like, oh, this is so effed up.
Yes.
That she's like...
Are you playing the Little Mermaid, David?
Well,
yes,
obviously.
Not in public.
Oh, that
okay.
was a visual. Next song. Let's go to a song.
PLU's Night of Musical Theater premieres this Thursday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m. It will run through the 31st. The show is free, but donations are, after all, encouraged. Coming up after our musical break, we've got some more stories about Harvard and who beat Harvard in an exciting debate that happened recently. And we'll be coming at the end of the hour with your Go Lutes athletic update. But first, we're going to hear some music from Ellie King. It's X's and O's. This is Mass Radio Hour on Laser.
We hold each other. We
hold each other. Hi, welcome back to the Mass Radio Hour. I forgot to introduce myself earlier. My name is David.
Hey, David. Glad to have you on the show tonight. And I think we have a next story up here. Paris, what are we talking about now?
Oh, well, right now we get to discuss the ever-exciting topic of debate. As we all know here at PLU, we like to welcome other people onto our campus to debate. We had the we had the iRwanda debate team recently, and then our own debate team is doing really well right now. And at their last tournament in Oregon at Lewis and Clark on October 10th and 11th, five of their teams, so half of the teams, they had 10 teams there, they broke into elimination rounds, and then three of the four novice teams actually made it to semifinals. And then the team won the sweepstakes award, which is won by teams who like have competed in every single category. But we actually only compete in British parliamentary style. And so there's another...
Excuse me.
It's all barristers.
Point of order here. Point of order.
You are wrong, sir.
There are 17 gavels at least in every room. But
is that British Parliament? There are 17 gavels in every room.
I don't know.
We just made that up.
Sidetrack. Anyways, the really cool part of this is that one of the teams that did not do so well recently when they were in a British parliamentary style debate was the Harvard debate team.
Uh-oh.
And they were actually beaten by a team of prisoners from the Eastern New York Correctional Facility in mid-September. So they had been engaging in a debate with this group that had been pulled from a program in the prison in which they try and give the prisoners a college education. And the team that practices behind bars, so to speak, actually just demolished the Harvard team.
You know what the best part about that is? It's probably like the Harvard team like put on their really nice clothes and they were like, we're going to do some charity work and go to the prison and
charity
make them
work,
feel like,
said.
Yeah, and like make them feel good and like make them feel like included. And then these people were just like putting the smack down mm-hmm. on these like Ivy League, I don't want to say the B word, but that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. For some reason, like that image is just the best thing in the world in my brain.
Yep, having the inmates just completely
just annihilate
take over.
Them.
Yeah, take over.
Not that I'm like prejudiced against Ivy League schools because I go to PLU, but I am. I totally am.
I've actually heard of us being referred to as like an Ivy League of the
Kills
Pacific
me.
Northwest. I'm like, really?
Kills
no.
Me.
I mean, we're a wonderful school, but I've never.
No, don't trust it.
If anything, UPS has beat us out on that one.
Yeah.
I've always heard things about like Reed College and
I don't know what that is.
Portland. It's like
I've literally never even heard of that.
Super academically crazy school in Portland.
But if anybody from Harvard is listening to this broadcast, tonight, just know that I myself, Eddie J. McCoven, who will be going to Harvard summer school next year, I have nothing bad to say about the debate team. In fact, I think they have a great debate team. Thank you.
I mean, they do have a wonderful debate team, and I think it's awesome that they have, they did go out and do that. Oh, and I believe, hey, look.
Oh.
I saw.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. We are getting...
Oh, better not be someone from Harvard. It better not be someone from Harvard.
We're getting a call right now.
I will leave.
Oh.
Answer it, answer it, answer it.
Lunar Student Radio, this is Eddie. Did you want to go on the air, Matt?
Oh, gosh. It's definitely not somebody from Harvard.
It's not. Don't worry. Don't worry. He's not from Harvard.
The Harvard debate team.
Anyways,
so he has I'm sure he has some interesting things
to
say.
I'm sure he does. He covers a lot of the debate stuff on campus.
Yes.
Okay.
Shall we pull him through, Eddie?
Eddie's having like a whole conversation
Hold on, he's still
right
talking.
Now with somebody. I'm loving it. You gonna put him on air?
I'm just gonna put you guys on air right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Just put him on air.
Perfect.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have some callers who have...
It would help if my microphone was on, I think. There we go. I do have some callers on the phone right now. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the Mass Radio Hour.
Hi.
Yeah, so this is Matthew Salzano and Michael D'Ambri. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hello, D'Ambri.
D'Ambri. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So we're currently discussing a situation that occurred recently in which a team of inmates from a correctional facility in New York beat a Harvard debate team in a British parliamentary style debate. What are your thoughts on that, guys?
I should go to prison.
So you can beat Harvard?
I don't know. I just thought
absolutely.
He just wants to be in prison with all the men.
Samantha London?
Yes, she's one of the other people on the show with us.
I literally didn't even know who was on the air.
Yeah, so it's Samantha, and then I'm Paris, and then Eddie and David.
Wait, David who?
David Leon.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
David, is that the last name you use?
He can't hear
is
you
it,
right
he doesn't
now.
Have on headphones. He's headphones putting them on.
Okay, well, David, is that the last name that you use on air is what they want to know.
Yes.
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 Okay, good to know. I don't know, Michael, how do you feel about the Harvard debate team losing to some prisoners?
Well, an embarrassment for Harvard because they think they're all snooty and stuff. But
thank you, one person on my team.
For the, you know, good for the prisoners.
I mean, it's certainly
inmates.
It's certainly embarrassing for Harvard, but, like, I want to know who educated these prisoners.
Well, they were pulled from a program that is part of the Bard Prison Initiative, in which they provide college education to inmates.
That's awesome.
Good for them.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, apparently they're learning a lot.
Yeah, if you want to go to prison, that's the place. Like, get a college degree.
Yeah, go there. Yeah, beat them.
There is a lot of irony there in the fact that they are educated enough to beat Harvard debaters, but not any litigators in the courtroom because they're still in prison.
That's,
oh.
I mean, that's, that runs deep. That's deep.
Oh, all right.
Using
well.
The system to learn, but then the system still oppresses you.
Oh, yeah. So Matt, while you're on the phone with us, can you give us like a sneak preview of Mass TV tomorrow night, which airs live on YouTube Wednesdays at 9?
That's a nice pitch. Yeah, news at 9 tomorrow night. We've got a couple of RHA executives talking about Unplugged. Terrence Take fills everyone in on the gossip of the week. And then, of course, we've always got great sports with Dylan and Kara talking about what's going on in the loot sport world.
And Jenny actually just informed me that I will also be interviewing Kyle.
You will?
I will, yes.
And we have a video about partying from the Mass Mag this week. So that's fun.
Yep. It's going to be a good episode. You should tune in. I'll be tuning in.
I'll be there.
All right. Awesome. Well, Matt and Michael, thank you very much for calling into the show tonight. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a great night.
Thank you.
You
too.
All righty. And after this, we will have our Go Lutes Athletics update. And yeah, I think that's pretty much we're almost done with the show tonight. Let's listen to Rachel Platten, Fight Song. Mass Radio Hour here on Laser.
Like a small boat on the left in me.
All right. Okay, and welcome back to the Mass Radio Hour. I am your host, Eddie McCoven, and right now we are featuring our...
Hello.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa.
Whoa.
Hi. Hello. All right. Sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. It's what happens when you have a bunch of passionate journalists in one room.
We all want to press all the buttons.
Press all the buttons at the same time. Have people call in. All right. Now it's time for our Go Lutes athletic update with Jake Bilyeu. Jake.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So for sports this week, first off, cross country doesn't get a lot of exposure around here, but they're actually hosting the Northwest Conference Championships this Saturday in the morning at 10. I'm going to be there, so hopefully you all are. The rowing team also, I don't think they have anything this Saturday, but last Saturday they went to Portland for the Charlie Brown Regatta, and the women's team actually won their eight-person race. So that was pretty exciting. Speaking of exciting, volleyball last Friday against Lewis and Clark, they rallied from being down 2-0 to win 3-2. In the fifth set, which usually goes to 15, I think it went to 21 because it's win by two. So that was super cool. And then they played Pacific Saturday night, and then they won that one in a sweep. So the record's now 8-4. They're third in conference. And then this weekend, they're taking on George Fox, as well as Willamette, who is in second place. So if they win that one, they'll be tied there.
Are these home or away games?
These are both home.
Oh, perfect.
They're Friday and Saturday. So the Saturday night one against George Fox will be Halloween, so you can go there in your costume, you can have a good time, and do all that. For women's
that
soccer,
that visual was great. I liked that one.
So women's soccer on News at 9 tomorrow night, we're going to have a story featuring the women's soccer team and their coach, who have overcome a lot of injuries this year. And they beat George Fox last Sunday 3-0 to stay up close to Puget Sound, who's in first place. I don't think the rankings have come out for this week, but they were 17th last week, and they lost to Puget Sound and then won against George Fox, so they're probably still pretty high up there. And men's soccer might be in those rankings too, because they beat 4th-ranked Whitworth 2-0 at home behind two goals from Eddie Na, who missed the first game against Whitworth due to injury, and Whitworth had only allowed 3 goals on the season total, not just conference. So that was pretty cool for him to do that. And then he came out and scored 2 goals the next day and got some help from his teammates as they won 5-0 against Whitman. And they're on the road this week against... against someone.
Well, and I heard another whoever team, it is perhaps. That they're beating, whoever it is they're going to beat this weekend, that pretty much lets them take Whitworth's spot because they beat Whitworth. That is soccer rumor is... We're going to beat whoever it is this weekend, and then we're going to take Whitworth.
It's specific in George Fox. I just remembered. Yeah. I didn't write it down, but I remembered it in my head. It was on the tip of my tongue. And then for football, football's not winless anymore. We won.
Ha ha! Yes!
We beat George Fox by 1 last Saturday. We held him off late. And we scored in the second half, which is something we don't do very often. So that was nice. And I think this weekend we're on the road against Puget Sound. Which they're 3-1 in conference. We're 1-3, but we could be better, so we might be able to pull off the upset there.
We'll find out.
You're going to be able to listen live here, correct? On Saturday.
Yes.
So there'll be that one. And our other two sports videos for tomorrow for News at 9 will be one on intramurals, since their fall season just wrapped up and their winter season's getting started. And then the other one will be football highlights from that win against George Fox. And then for the other two blocks A and B, which are news and arts and culture, we're going to have an interview with Naked Kyle Parsons.
You let the cat out of the bag.
As well as a look at the PLU party scene, and then previews of both Night of Musical Theater, which is happening this weekend, and the Plutonic Harmonic Concert, which is next Tuesday. And then we'll also have Taryn Warden giving Taryn's take for the month of October. So that's what we got going on.
For those of you who listened last week, we had Harmonic, and they were just wonderful. So I hope that all of you who listened to us were able to hear them, because as we heard, they are sounding great, and I'm super excited to go to their show.
Definitely. So make sure that you watch News at 9 tomorrow night, streaming on YouTube. And, of course, what else we got going on this week? We've got the Mass Magazine, right, Sam?
We have Mass Wait, just to clarify, if you want to find the Mast's YouTube account, you go to YouTube and you don't look up Mast TV, you look up Mast Media.
Right.
That's us. We're Mast Media. It's our big ol' M. You can see it. It's beautiful. And then on Friday of this week, we have
Convergence.
On Friday of this week, we have Mast Magazine coming out for the first time. 16 pages, all glossy, all beautiful, all wonderful. We cover the party scene at PLU. We cover students with mental disabilities. We cover body modification on campus, and we cover poop, a lot of poop. And if you want to know what I mean by that, pick up the magazine and read all about it. It's so fantastic. I want to cry.
We're getting ready for Halloween, so we had to include a lot of horrifying things.
Yes.
And Jake, you have a radio show. You or Steve or somebody's got a radio show, right?
Oh, yeah. Friday. We'll have the radio show back up again. We were off this past week because everyone was out of town for midterm break.
Right.
But Friday at 2, check back here for some sports radio with me, Steve, and Christian. As I just pointed out, we got a lot to talk about on campus. And then if we bring the focus nationally, we got NBA basketball starting up and MLB baseball coming to a close with Game 1 of the World Series tonight. So we'll be talking about a lot of that, too.
So make sure that you are listening here Friday at 2 o'clock for the Mast Radio Sports Hour, because we are a converged newsroom. We bring you print, online, TV, and radio. Thank you, Jake.
No problem.
Well, make sure, again, like Sam told us, pick up the Mast magazine on newsstands around campus this Friday. And for everything else, make sure you go to mastmedia.plu.edu.
I'm Samantha Lund.
I'm Paris Franklin.
I'm David.
David's here, too.
David Leon is here, too, on the show. And I'm Eddie McCoven. This has been the Mast Radio Hour. Good night. Hello.